In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Governor Whitmer is pushing incentives to get more Michigan workers back to work. While in Troy, the governor announced a new back-to-work incentive to help workers and businesses.
Eligible laid-off employees will earn $300 per week bonus for returning to the workforce through September 4th. That means they don't have to forego the assistance. They can add that to their income when they jump back into the workforce.
The governor says she will work with lawmakers to expand the program to companies who hire new workers as well. Currently, there are only about 760 businesses signed up for the WorkShare program. The St. Joseph City Commission remains opposed to a pair of bills in the state legislature to take local control away when it comes to regulating short-term rentals. The House and Senate have both taken testimony in committee hearings on May 18th, but neither have passed the bills and sent them to the other chamber. Commissioner Jeff Richards has tried to contact Senator Kim Lozada and Representative Pauline Wentzel, but has not gotten a reply.
One of the issues that we have here on the state level is I think many of the elected representative senators may not have served at the local level.
Richards says that many means in many cases, state lawmakers have not studied the long-term impacts of what they're deciding in Lansing. In addition to him, Commissioner Laura Goose and Mayor Mike Gary have not had their calls to Lozada and Wentzel returned either. Gary said a new bill has been introduced in the House.
The only one who has responded is State Representative Brad Paquette, South County. He responded back. He pulled his support from the first bill. He's looking at the second bill.
City Manager John Hodgson says it's not clear exactly what the second bill does different than current law. Congressman Fred Upton says if an infrastructure package is going to be approved, it will have to be bipartisan. And that's why he has optimism that the proposal made last weekend by the Problem Solvers Caucus has a chance. The group is pitching a $1.2 trillion plan that Upton says is scaled back from President Biden's more than $2 trillion proposal.
I think to a person, we all thought that the $2.2 trillion President Biden proposal was too big, included a lot of things that were not what's normally considered infrastructure, bricks and mortar, that type of thing.
Upton says when talks broke down between Biden and Republican senators, the Problem Solvers plan rose to the forefront. The framework includes $518 billion for roads, $64 billion for bridges, and $120 billion for Amtrak. It also includes $71 billion for the electric grid and $45 billion for broadband. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.